Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Eamon Torsney. It is Thursday, the 2nd of October at 6:30. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the wind turbine company Gale Tech. And we'll be chatting to the boss and the entrepreneur behind Rural Wi-Fi and Fleet Connect and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Joe Brennan in the Irish Times reports that the businessman Larry Goodman's family continues to harbour an ambition for the Barry Row oil and gas prospect off the coast of County Cork to be developed 2 years after rescuing the company that held the licence before it was allowed to lapse by the previous government. Goodman's family companies acquired Barry Row Offshore Energy from Examinership in late 2023 after agreeing to inject as much as €6.35 million into the company, which ran into financial trouble after the then Minister of Environment, Eamon Ryan, refused to grant a permit for its key Barry Row oil project. This resulted in its exploration licence, initially granted in 2011, lapsing, while the rescue bid by the now 88-year-old beef tycoon centred on the possibility that the explorer could move its focus to green energy projects. Barry Row's annual financial statement for 2024 shows that he is still and has an ambition to develop the field. Reuters reports that Daniel Ek, the founder of Spotify and serial entrepreneur, has announced that he will step down as Spotify's CEO next year and has set his sights on building the next version of the company, albeit not in the music industry. Ek told Reuters that he wants to focus on companies in Europe that are working on some of the biggest challenges through technology that make a meaningful difference. Big challenges often appear impossible until someone decides to tackle them, Ek said in an email. That's at Spotify, we started with what we felt was an impossible idea. Nearly 20 years later, that idea is used by almost 750 million people around the world. What once looked unreasonable is now obvious. Ek pledged to invest through his venture capital firm Prima Materia €1 billion of his own wealth in European moonshot projects, early stage startups in deep technology, AI, climate and health tech. Hugh Dooley in the Irish Times reports that a consortium led by Irish property developer Johnny Ronan has received planning permission for a 20-storey hotel at the former Glass Bottle site in the Docklands area in Dublin. The 228-room landmark hotel tower will form part of the large Glass Bottle scheme being developed by Johnny Ronan's Ronan Group Real Estate and housing developer Lioncore. The hotel, spread out over 20 storeys, will contain a cafe, licensed bar and business centre. Two additional basement levels are set to include service spaces and offices.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.